Heavenly Father, we ask that you send your Holy Spirit to open our hearts and minds as we hear your word today, so that we can once again be secure where our treasure is, in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Amen. So Lent's traditionally a time where we give up things, isn't it? The fasting aspect, and you probably all know it. We're probably not very good at it, but who's given fasting a go in the past? Given up chocolate or TV or, I don't know, all the other wonderful little things we like to give up. It's a bit of a discipline. I think I've failed every time that I've tried, and it hasn't been easy for me. What about the Lenten practice of being in prayer for a season? Who's done prayer for a season? Yeah? Hopefully you're in a season of prayer right now. Paul calls us to pray continually, doesn't he? But I know plenty of people that believe they can't pray to God. There's people in this world that think that God's so distant that they can't pray. They're in a place where prayer seems so foreign to them that they can't do that Lenten discipline of praying. But hopefully for all of you, prayer is a part of your life, and it's become easier and more natural in your Christian walk, and something we can always grow in. But I pray that praying is part of your Lenten activities and part of your everyday Christian life. But what about this giving aspect that we hear Jesus talk about in Matthew? He says, be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. Hopefully you don't do that. That's a good point to tick off. And he says, so when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, to be honored by others. Obviously, there was a practice in Jesus' day where people would announce their giving. As a newspaper photographer, I was always going to things where someone had given $1 million to the new school to be developed and they wanted their photo taken. That's pretty big, phenomenal stuff. But I pray that the side of boasting about our giving isn't a problem. But did you hear Jesus assumed, though, that we would be giving to the needy? He says, we often overlook that part. It should just be part of our Christian life, being able to give to those that have less than ourselves. And Jesus gives us some tips in doing that. He says, those people that, you know, show off about their giving, they've received their reward in full. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be done in secret. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. It's interesting that in that passage that we heard from Matthew 6, he talks about fasting and praying, but he talks about money and giving twice. It's quite interesting as you look through Jesus' teaching in the New Testament, about 15% of all that he preaches on is about money and our attitude about it and about giving. It's his biggest topic that he covers in his preaching. I think it's 11 out of 35 of the parables are based around money and our heart condition for it or not. So Jesus goes on in Matthew 6. He says, do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moths and vermin destroy or where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moths and vermin do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. In my Christian life, this teaching has shaped my attitude around money. I pray that it continues to shape your attitude about what you have and what you are willing to give. You know, looking at my income and my wage and the amount that we give away is probably a little bit pathetic in one sense. It's a fraction of what we have that we give away. And, yep, you're probably all doing it. You're probably going, yeah, but you've got to look after your children, and you've got to make sure that you've got your insurance paid up and your rego paid, and you've got to make sure you've got a nice shirt to wear to the Lenten service and all those kind of important things. But our attitude about money and giving it away, Jesus wants us to tap into that area in our lives. And I think it's a Lenten practice that often doesn't get talked about. Do you know, I've often heard it said that our hip pocket is the last thing to be converted. Where we might say we've given our lives to Christ, we might be great at praying, we might even be really good at fasting, something I haven't ticked off my list yet. But giving is one of those areas that we need to struggle in. Jesus warns us that money can become our God. We put money in front of God. It's phenomenal when we think of what Jesus would give to have us in his kingdom. We start thinking about how do we give? And I can put a percentage of my wage on that. But, you know, Jesus came and gave it all for us. We heard on Sunday that Jesus was the Son of God, not just another person like us, yet fully human, but also fully divine, the Son of God who came into this world. And like I talked about on Sunday, we should just glorify him and honor him. But he didn't come for that reason. He came to pay the price for our sin. We know from Jesus' teaching that our sin creates an incredible debt, a debt that we can never pay off, a debt that is worth more than we could ever try and achieve, more than our good works could ever merit us. Our good standing before God, as we heard in Psalm 51, they're worth nothing to God. Jesus Christ had to come into this world. The treasure of God came into this world to give up everything so that we can come near to God. Jesus encourages us in our giving because it follows after his own heart. Here is a God that would give absolutely everything for us to be close to him. And he calls us to follow in the same footsteps. Lent is a time when we get to think about how we're living our lives, how we're using the resources God's given us. We know that every good and perfect gift comes down from our Father in heaven, that's in James. But how do we respond to those good gifts given to us? Yes, we can give our lives to Jesus Christ, but what about everything else that he's given to us? In my life, I have a blessing of a wife and children. I have a blessing of a home that you guys pay for and look after me in that way, and you even pay me each week. That's a lovely blessing. How do I respond to that? How do I thank God for those things? First off, I do not think that I deserve them or they belong to me. I give God the credit for everything that comes to me. I give God the glory for my wife and my children and for that home that you bless us with and for my wage. I believe it's all from God, and so it makes it easier to give to others. Jesus calls us to see that there is need in the world, to see that if we are abundantly blessed, then we need to be able to give to others. For us, that might be money. It might be time for you. It might be skills. It might be your passions, playing music or being able to click a computer, Lester. How can you give yourself in service to others? The sad thing is, we can become hard-hearted in this area. We can start believing that things are owed to us. The church owes to pay me. It owes me a house. My wife owes me her love. My children owe me their respect. And I can become hard-hearted. I can become hard-hearted and giving to others if I believe I'm owed things. My grandma, who I dearly loved, Her one shortfall was her attitude towards money. Money was very important to her. She grew up through the Depression, and unfortunately her dad died at a very young age, and they had to sell the farm, which meant they actually had quite a lump sum of money. They moved into my hometown, and the church was doing a fundraiser for the organ. Oh, the old organ story. It cost hundreds of thousands back in the day. And my great-grandmother gave a huge portion towards this organ. And from that day forth, my grandma had the right to have a say about that organ every time that it came up in church council. She had a heartstring connected to it because I owned half of that organ my family gave. I said, "Grandma, I think you've got something to give up in your love for that organ." When we give, Jesus encourages us to give without even thinking about it. That's so hard. That's a discipline, isn't it? When I give, I go through that motion. Oh, is that enough? Is that too much? If I give a lot, then I'm kind of proud that I can give a lot. But Jesus encourages us. It should just come so naturally that we are able to do it without even thinking about it, without holding on to those little heartstrings to, well, I'm a good giver, I've given. That's a discipline. How do we do that? I pray it's like prayer. The more you put into action, the more that you give, the easier it becomes. The more that you fast, that discipline becomes easier. The more that you unconditionally forgive, it becomes so natural that it just flows out of you. And giving to, I pray that Jesus Christ can continue to fill you with the fullness that comes from knowing him. We know that we've been given a treasure in heaven already. It sounds like Jesus says, you've got to start storing them up. But the truth is, we have Jesus Christ. He is our treasure in heaven. If he is the treasure that we have in our hearts, we are safe and secure right here, right now, because Jesus Christ has died for us. He sits in heaven, reigning supreme. Our future is secure in him. Nothing can snatch that away from us. Not even our own sin. Not even our hard-heartedness in giving to others. As we reflect on what Jesus Christ, our treasure in heaven, is for us, I pray that we can unconditionally give, sacrificially, like Jesus did for us, not counting it, not being able to hold on to that, but doing it as a discipline that comes so naturally that God's kingdom comes through us. I pray in this Lenten journey that you may think about your giving, especially money. It is one of those areas that's not easy to talk about, and we can become hard-hearted in that area. I pray that you can discipline yourself, especially in where you're spending your money, because it's too easy to turn up on Sunday and say, well, this is all that's left after I've gone out for my coffees and I've had a nice three-course meal down at the golf club and I've paid off my car, and here you go, Jesus, here's the little bit left over. I pray that you think about your giving in a way that honours what Christ has done for you. And I pray most of all that you understand the depth of Christ's love for you, the love that he has poured out on you by giving his life. You're going to experience that once again tonight as you receive his body and blood, that sacrifice that you can't outgive. Let's pray as I finish. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, into this world, your one and only Son, that precious treasure of yours. You gave him up so that we could find eternal life in his name. Lord, help us to treasure Christ. Let our hearts be in tune with our Lord and Savior, Jesus, who sacrificially gave up everything so that we may be welcomed into your everlasting kingdom. Lord, as we think about what you've blessed us with in this life, all the gifts you've surrounded us with, all the goodness that you've poured out on us, help us not hold on to that. Help us not cling to those things, thinking that we've got to be safe and secure holding on to them, but help us freely give as you have given to us. And I pray through it, you would make us more and more generous in everything that we do, so that others may experience the blessing of your kingdom. And I pray that you would continue to work in our hearts wherever they have hardened it. I pray that we can give that over to you as we journey to the cross this Lenten season. And I pray that you can help us to continue to follow in Christ's footsteps as his disciples. Lord, help us bring glory to your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And may the peace of God that passes all understanding guide your hearts and minds and your hip pockets into Jesus Christ, your Lord and Saviour. Amen.